We all know that we are fortunate to live in God's own county, and my next guest is here to encourage us to head south. Don't worry, still in Yorkshire. Gina Bradbury Fox, sister to TV presenter Julia, is leading a national campaign alongside Julia to bring people to their hometown of Sheffield. And here, Julia explains why the Porter Valley Walk is close to her heart.
The great thing about this route is that you can't get lost. You just follow this brook all the way into town. It's also very accessible by lots of bus routes, and it's very, very pretty.
The City Council are working hard restoring and rejuvenating these areas. They're in the middle of a dam restoration project, which you can read about on the information boards you'll see along the way. There are plenty of cafes and benches, so you can have a few pit stops or you can head straight for the park.
You'll finish up here in Encliffe, which is where I used to live. Now, it might not seem like it, but we're right in the middle of Sheffield now. My mum's shop was up the road that way, and I lived a stone's throw in that direction. This might be where the walk ends, but it's where my walking story and my love of walking began.
I'm so pleased to say Gina Bradbury Fox, who runs the Outdoor Guide with her sister Julia and put the walks and the film together, is here now. Welcome to the show, Gina.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. And obviously we're broadcasting to West Yorkshire here, Gina. We're all very proud to be from West Yorkshire. So tell us one good reason why we should be heading south to Sheffield.
Well, I think just to be heading into Yorkshire is fine. I'm just the reason why we've done it in South Yorkshire and put this together was because Sheffield City Council approached us. They wanted to put Sheffield City on the map more and showcase the rejuvenation of their city. And obviously, because Julia and I grew up there, I mean, there is 10 years age gap between us. So she was walking out in the peaks when I was working in my mum's shop, actually. And we just wanted to sort of to showcase how beautiful Sheffield is as a city. And also, you don't always have to go out to the Peak District and into Sheffield. You can do it the other way around.
And you grew up in Sheffield, Gina. So what are your favourite bits? What are you definitely recommending the us lot from West Yorkshire go and have a look at?
Well, I was working in the shop with my mother, which was on Ecclesall Road, but Julia was the walker with Dad. And they used to go out to Haversidge and out to Stanage Edge and, you know, Edale and Monsall Trail. And they were the ones that were the explorers when Julia was a nipper. But Sheffield itself has got so much. It's got the Botanical Gardens, Encliffe Park. You know, the Peak District is right on the edge of Sheffield. So you can literally, when we were filming, one minute we could be filming in the middle of nowhere and the next minute we were in suburbia of Sheffield, and it was fantastic. And I think it's not just Sheffield. I think Leeds has that, you know, Hull, all around Yorkshire. It's not just the little villages in the middle of the countryside. You can actually, you know, the cities themselves have amazing green spaces. And that's really what we're trying to highlight, because in the last year with the pandemic, certainly we've noticed that there's been a huge increase of traffic on our website, The Outdoor Guide, really, which is free, by the way. So you can just look for inspiration. And we've got all of the sort of obvious walks that everybody loves. But now what we want to concentrate on, and my next mission with Julia, is to highlight city walks and what areas of beauty within the city themselves.
I love that. That is such a good idea, Gina, because I grew up in Leeds, and one of my favourite places in Leeds is Roundhay Park, which is It's in East Leeds. If you can walk to it through the city, and then all of a sudden you're in this wonderful, beautiful park with the lake, and it's just gorgeous. But then you can walk 10 minutes that way, catch a taxi, get in the car, jump on a bus. 10 minutes later, you're in the middle of Leeds.
Exactly, but unfortunately, the way that PR works, shall we say, is that it's always the honey spots that are always highlighted and promoted. And we've always, what we like to do, I think, what we've done over the last 6 years with TOG, as it's called, we've got over 500 walks or on the site, and we sort of look for hidden gems. We also do an awful lot for accessibility. So we've got wheel-friendly walks, which are absolutely accurate because we film them. They've got, you know, we've got where you can park, where you can go to the toilet, and all the sort of information that is practical that you need for if you have a wheelchair. So I think what we want to do now with city walks is we work very closely with Ordnance Survey. We've got a fantastic relationship with them. So we're going to work with them with their green spaces, and they've got green spaces in city centres, and we're going to highlight those. And that's the next mission on TOG. And really, the Sheffield project was the kickstarter of it. So now what we'd like to do is do it in every single city that we're asked to do it in.
And that's such a wonderful thing as well. I love that about the accessibility as well, because that is one thing that I think up until now we've been quite bad at, haven't we? Especially in beauty spots, making them accessible for everyone.
I think people are frightened. I get chastised quite a lot because of Julia and I'm the gobby one and sort of just say it as it is on the tin. And I think people... well, I won't say the expletives that I normally use because cut straight to a piece of music. But
absolutely, I will.
exactly. And it's BBC. No, I mean, I just think people are frightened to dip their toe in the water because they're frightened of rejection. I mean, when I met Debbie North 6 years ago, and she approached Julia really to help her fundraise for a tramper to go to do the coast to coast, I made a pledge to Debbie. Not only would we help her with raising the funds for the tramper for the coast to coast, but I would set up an accessible section on the outdoor guide, which she could run. Yeah. And for the last 6 years, that's what she's been helping me build. And that's what she's done. So we filmed Debbie. She's very accurate in what she says. We can tell people and they can see exactly what the ground is, of whether it's suitable for them, and they can make an informed decision.
And that's it, isn't it? It's letting people make the informed decisions as to where they will be safe and where they'll have a nice time as well.
Exactly. But the people generally who are ticking the boxes in hotels, in bed and breakfast, in pubs, on walks even, are not... have mobility issues. They're able-bodied people.
What do you mean by that, Gina? Why would they be ticking the boxes if they were able-bodied?
Because they are the ones who are filling out the forms, and we have it time and time again. Debbie's had it where we went and we filmed an accessible walk, allegedly, down in the South Downs, and the local ranger had written to us and said, yes, this is absolutely accessible. The walk is flat. You can blah, 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 blah. When we got there, you had to go down 8 steps to get to the flat bit of the walk. Yeah. Now, it's not in, and I'm not chastising these people at all. Yeah. It's fine. It's not in their psyche. Mm. It's like when I'm with Debbie, where we travel to Germany together, we've been all over the place. And the first time I was with Debbie at the NEC, I said to her, Deb, come over this way, it's quicker. She said, no, there's no dropped curb there. And I said, what's a dropped
curb?
That's
crazy, that's it. You're exactly right, Gina, actually. I didn't realise what you were saying there, but it's places that are saying we are accessible, and actually there are lots of accessibility issues there for people that they're not even thinking about,
No, they don't. It's like, it's simple. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, we stayed in a hotel in Sheffield once, and Debbie couldn't shut the door to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
She couldn't get her chair down the side of the bed to get into the bed. But when you're able-bodied, you don't see it. And it's not a criticism. It's just, so what we've tried to do is, and we've done it in such a small way, is that if we've done a walk with Debbie in a wheelchair, we say, this is the type of wheelchair, this is the camber, this is, you know, this is where you can park, this is where you can go to the toilet, and this is where you can stay, and this is what is the good thing about where you can stay, or you might not be able to get in if you're in a massive wheelchair, but if you're a wobbler, and we say it absolutely as it is, and that's what I've done with Debbie for 6 years, and it's been and we get huge traffic on our accessible walks.
And hopefully that will help a lot of people, Gina. Thank you so much for being here, Gina. I could speak to you all afternoon about this sort of thing. Gina Bradbury-Fox, who runs the Outdoor Guide with her sister, Julia, putting walks and together, making sure that they're accessible, but also encouraging us all to go to those spots within our cities, in West Yorkshire and around Yorkshire, that maybe don't get the love that they should.